Hi, hello, and welcome to Youth Updates, a regular drop of info to help keep you in the know when it comes to youth culture. Thank you, everybody listening, for joining us once again for the latest episode of Youth Updates. You are currently listening to Beth once again, and I am joined, as always, by...
Hannah!
I gave you no indication to do that. And we are also joined by another guest this time around. So if you listened to the last episode, we had Tom join us. And today we have the lovely Lou. Lou, would you like to just introduce yourself for our lovely listeners?
Hello, I am Lou. And I work with Beth and Hannah. And I have the privilege of being on the Church Resources team as well.
Yes, and you have a particular speciality, don't you, which is why we've decided to drag you into our wonderful podcast today. Can you just tell us a little bit more about what your little speciality is?
Well, my role is called the Families Coordinator, and I think about families and connecting with faith at home, and I will share some more later.
Yeah, very nice.
Like, so today
and lots of teaser things there. So coming up on today's podcast, we are going to be looking at the topics of pop culture. We're going to look at an issue. We're also going to look at faith and spirituality. So we're going to be looking at Kanye West's new album, Donda. We're going to be thinking about young people and how they're influenced by their families when it comes to faith. And also looking at a recent article that came out about cuts to rural youth services and the impact that has on young people being involved in county lines. And of course, we will finish with our beloved word of the month with a brand new shiny jingle, as it is every month, unplanned, and with Lou joining in on vocals this time around. So without hesitation, let's kick it off. Hannah.
Yeah, so our first one, like we said, is to do with pop culture, and woohoo. Kanye West, who is a well-known rap artist, has released his long-awaited album, where it was like, is he going to release it? Isn't he going to release it? He said he was going to release it. He didn't release it. Anyway, it's here. It's called Donda. Like you said, Beth, it's named after his mom, who died a little while ago. And there's kind of some influences and some things about his mom in there. He speaks a bit about his marriage to Kim Kardashian, where it's like, are they getting divorced? Are they not getting divorced? Are they back together? She showed up in a wedding dress to one of the launch parties. He also talks about faith and spirituality, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah, like we said, it was delayed. It's kind of gone fairly big, as Kanye stuff usually does. So I saw this stat that said on Apple Music, it was like kind of number one album in 152 countries on Apple Music. Bearing in mind, Apple Music is only available in 167 countries.
That's insane.
So only 15 countries where it wasn't like...
What was wrong? Why didn't those 15 countries like it? What was wrong?
They just obviously don't like Kanye in those countries. No idea. It also broke the 2021 record for the most streamed album and artist in one day.
Wowzers.
If you go on the Spotify Daily UK kind of chart, it's filled with singles from the album. You might think your app's not working properly because the album artwork is just a black square. I don't know if that's intentional or if he's going to add something later on. I think, you know, it's like with everything Kanye does, you're left with questions, but that's okay. It's kind of had some mixed reviews, some people saying, you know, it's the future of music and sound, and you know, it's amazing, and it's actually so complex that actually, you know, the reason why some people don't like it is because they don't understand it. And some people are saying it could, you know, even though it's kind of been delayed, some people are saying it could do with a lot more work and a huge edit and cut down, because it's 27 tracks long, which is very long. It's an hour and 48 minutes. So it's
that's pretty a feature long. Length film, that is.
Yeah, you can watch a film.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just really mixed reviews, really. People have compared it to kind of like a piece of performance art rather than, studio album. I listened to most of it yesterday as research, so that was fun. I spent some of my working hours listening to Kanye West, which was fun, as research. And yeah, it's really mixed, it's really interesting, there's lots to kind of unpack. I don't know if you've either of you guys have given it any a listen at all, or what are your kind of initial thoughts, Beth, on the album?
Kanye West, it's funny, isn't it? He's been around for years and he still manages to dominate a lot of attention. And I think he's very good at knowing what will get attention as well. And I think it's something that, you know, I think his first song came out like, what, 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. But like young people and different people are still like tuning in and wanting to know what his latest thing is. And Lou actually was one who put me onto the video of his like listening party, which if you've got like an hour or so to kill on YouTube, just Google for the Kanye West Donda listening party. It's an experience.
It completely blew my mind. I was very lost. I didn't know what to do.
and you just like, you spot like Marilyn Manson just chilling out surrounded by all these like people who are in the rap world, which is really peculiar in itself. But I think definitely like what you said, it does come across a lot more like a performance piece than like some, like, there's a couple of songs that I listened to and I was like, it's not really the kind of thing that like you would naturally listen to when you're at the gym or walking somewhere or like in the back of like, you know, background music. It is a lot more sort of, he's put meaning behind things. And I think it's one of the things I noticed was that loads of the songs and titles are like faith-based again. So it said like God breathe, praise God, Jesus Lord, Jonah, like there's loads of references to that again, which is interesting because it's not the first time he's done it. I think was it his last album where he had like the gospel choir and other bits and pieces like that. So yeah.
Yeah, he did it last time as well. And you know, yeah, you mentioned kind of the listen parties and stuff like that, and there's definitely been a lot of kind of controversy around kind of Kanye in recent years, and you know, is he gonna run for president, is he not, going on at these kind of rallies and stuff. And you know, it also opens up quite an interesting conversation about like cancel culture, which we've spoken about before, just about you know, he's actually done some things that maybe have lost him some kind of followers and some support, but then when we look at now he's released the album, like it's still right up there. So it's just really interesting of like whether maybe people are kind of detaching Kanye the person from his music, or whether, you know, there isn't actually anything that some celebrities can do to kind of like they can never be cancelled. You know what I mean? Like, it's really interesting conversation. And yeah, like you said about the faith-based stuff as well. And I think the thing for me is like when you're chatting with your young people and stuff like this, and they might be like, oh, look, like Kanye's a Christian, like isn't that pretty cool? And you know, it is, like, I think the key thing to kind of remember is and encourage with your young people is these kind of, the Christian celebrity is just a person who is working through their relationship with Jesus and with God, just like we are. Like, they're a person, they're going to make mistakes, and actually it's not about kind of worshiping the Christian celebrity, it's about worshiping Jesus. And I think it's just important to kind of like make that distinction with your young people as well, and that actually this is a person who is, you know, going through their personal faith journey just as we are, and they're going to make mistakes, not everything they do is perfect, and actually we maybe shouldn't base our kind of faith and life on how they live, because you know, the main thing we should be doing is trying to live like Jesus, not trying to live like Kanye West. I just think that's really interesting. And I think one of the nice things that I like through his music is this theme of like reliance on God. I think that's a really cool thing through it. But I think like everything Kanye does, it should be taken with maybe even more than a pinch of salt, maybe a spoonful of salt.
Yeah, definitely. It is interesting, isn't it, because it's sort of, you know, he uses all these faith-based themes, and some of the stuff he says is like, you know, you go, oh yeah, there's some real truth in that, and then other things you're like, that's questionable. And I think it's the same with loads of celebrities who profess a faith in God, or who use like Christian symbolism and all these different things. And I think we just have to be careful that we're not just like, hey, look at this cool celebrity person who you like who's also a Christian, and like making them to be out this role model, when actually Yeah.
But then it's that's kind of perfect, isn't it? To like use it like with like young people to like get those discussions going and conversations going about, you know, what is right and wrong and
Yeah, it's definitely a good conversation starter, and there's definitely some complex stuff to unpack. And I think we could probably listen to the album about 10 times and still in it. So yeah, we could talk about that for ages, but let's move on. We want to talk about faith and spirituality, and we want to talk about we want to kind of use Lou and her expertise and talk about kind of the
expertise.
Talk about the importance of family and faith in the home and all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, Lou, why don't you kind of start us on the conversation, and then we'll kind of
So I don't know, like I've been noticing more and more that churches have been employing family workers as part of their kind of youth ministry strategies. And like, you know, for example, like my role, Youth for Christ, you know, created this role a couple of years ago. It was a new thing for them to kind of get a families coordinator on board. But that's kind of come out of like lots of research and ground that people have been making over the last few years. And some of that research is research that we've done. So people might be familiar with the Jen said Rethinking Culture research that we did a few years ago, and it really highlighted how important family is. So young people that were surveyed for this piece of research said that one of their strongest motivators in their lives was to make families proud. In fact, 82% of the young people that were surveyed said that making their family proud was like their strongest motivator, and that was above things like wanting to become successful. Also, young people were saying that in their kind of top three things that made them feel good about themselves, family actually came out in one of those top three. And then like recently we did, like just before the pandemic, we did this really kind of awesome bit of research called the Z to A. So Generation Z to Generation A of faith and spirituality. And again, it highlighted some really interesting stuff about family that young people who were surveyed. So there was 1,001 young people, and they were asked if you could ask God to do one thing for you, what would it be? And their kind of highest named answer that they came up with was to look after their family. So kind of family was really important to them. And that was above answers like to keep me healthy, to make me rich. So I think that's kind of really interesting. And young people were also saying in it that one of the things that they prayed for, if they prayed, was family alongside friends. Family's kind of we're starting to kind of see in some of this research that family plays a really important role in the lives of young people. And I think for us youth workers, that can be quite a challenging kind of like thinking, because often when we're like working with young people, we kind of see them as the individual person, and perhaps we kind of forget about making those connections with family in the space of home. So I think there's definitely some kind of challenge there. But also what came out of all of that research that we did was that actually, in terms of how young people think about God and spirituality, the impact of family is massive, and it's actually, I think, bigger than we thought it might have been. So one of the questions that we asked young people was who influences the way they think about God and spirituality, and 55% of young people said that it was family. That was the highest answer. 32% said friends, 23% said teachers, 19% said media, 9% said social media influencers. So, you know, for me, I would have thought that would have been, you know, higher. But interestingly, only 1% said church and 4% said youth workers. And for me, like for me, you know, as a youth worker, that was kind of challenging to see that, thinking actually family has like a much bigger influence on how young people think about faith and spirituality. And as a youth worker, that's kind of a bit of a challenge, but also I'm a parent as well, actually. So as a parent, that's also a massive challenge, in that my influence in my kids' lives is actually probably bigger than I thought it might have been. And there's lots of other research that kind of like backs this up. There's lots of other papers and stuff that have kind of pointed out how the context of family and home is actually really defining in terms of a young person's faith. So I think, like, as youth workers, when we're thinking about you know, how we transmit faith, how we share faith, how we explore faith, how we discipling the young people that we work with, like we really need to be thinking about family. I think it's, it'd be really good to kind of like begin some conversations like in our churches about like how do we kind of best partner with the home and with families. How do we make connections to support families? How do we provide tools to encourage families and young people in their families to explore faith in the home setting, not just in the kind of churches and youth group settings that we might see them in? And like I think one of the things we want to do in our jobs at Church Resources is that we want to kind of generate confidence in young people to be like living out and exploring their faith. And it would just be great if as a youth worker we're kind of thinking about how can we generate confidence in a family to be able to kind of positively impact like a